Homily 21. A Christian man has a twofold warfare set before him, an inward and an outward, the latter in withdrawing from earthly distractions, the former in the heart against the suggestions of the spirits of wickedness. The man who wishes really to please God and is in truth an enemy to the opposite party of evil has to wrestle in two conflicts and two contentions. One in the visible affairs of this life, by withdrawing from earthly distractions and from the love of worldly ties and from affections of sin. The other in hidden things, by fighting against the spirits of wickedness themselves, as the apostle said, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." When man transgressed the commandment and was exiled from paradise, he was bound down in two ways and with two different chains. One was in this life, in the affairs of this life, and in the love of the world, that is to say, the love of fleshly pleasures and lusts, of wealth and glory and possessions, of wife and children, of kinsfolk, of country, of particular places, of clothes, and of all other things of sense, from which the word of God bids him be loosed by his own free choice, since what binds every man to the things of sense is his own consent, in order that, having loosed and emancipated himself from all these, he may be able to master the commandment perfectly. But besides this, in the hidden region, the soul is hedged and hemmed and walled round, and bound with chains of darkness by the spirits of wickedness, unable to love the Lord as it would, or to believe as it would, or to pray as it would. On all sides, both in things manifest and in things hidden, contrariety has come down to us from the transgression of the first man. Accordingly, as soon as a man hears the word of God and makes the effort and casts away the affairs of this life and the bonds of the world and denies all the fleshly pleasures and loses himself from these, then, when attending constantly upon the Lord and giving all his time to him, he is in a position to discover that there is another wrestling in the heart, another hidden opposition, and another war with the suggestions of the spirits of wickedness, and another contest in front of him. Thus standing steadfast and calling upon the Lord in undoubting faith and much patience, and looking for the succor that comes from him, he is enabled to obtain from that source inward deliverance from the bonds and hedges and earthworks and darkness of the spirits of wickedness, which are the workings of the hidden passions. But this war can be brought to naught by the grace and power of God. By himself, no man can deliver himself from the contrariety and error of thoughts and of unobserved passions and of devices of the evil one. If, however, a man is entangled among the things of sense by the affairs of this world, and meshed in various earthly bonds, and carried away by the lust of evil, he does not so much as discover that there is another wrestling and pummeling and battle within. Let it be that when a man makes the effort and takes himself away, and loses himself from these visible bonds of secular and material affairs and fleshly pleasures, and begins to attend constantly upon the Lord, emptying himself of this world, he is then at length in a position to recognize the inward wrestling of passions in the field against him, and the inward battle, and the evil thoughts. If, as I said before, he does not make the effort and deny the world and lose himself from earthly desires with all his heart and determine wholly and entirely to cleave to the Lord, he does not discover the error of the hidden spirits of wickedness and the hidden passions of evil, but is a stranger to himself, is one who knows not that he is wounded, and has hidden passions without being aware of them. He is still bound to the visible order and entangled with the affairs of this world and does not mind it. The man who has really denied the world and has made the effort and flung off the burden of the earth and has taken himself away from the vain desires of fleshly pleasures and glory and authority and human honors, and has withdrawn from them with his whole heart, since the Lord secretly helps him in this open effort in proportion to his denial of the will of the world, and has taken his stand to serve the Lord and attend constantly upon it with his whole self, body and soul, this man, I say, finds contrariety and hidden passions and unseen bonds and secret battle and effort and hidden striving, and thus beseeching the Lord and receiving from heaven the armor of the Spirit, which the blessed apostle reckons up, the breastplate of righteousness and the helmet of salvation and the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, and arming himself with these, he will be able to stand against the hidden wiles of the devil amidst the wickedness of the present. Having provided himself with this armor by all prayer and perseverance and supplication and fasting and all by faith, he will be able to fight out the battle against the principalities and the powers and the world rulers, and thus having overcome the opposing forces by the cooperation of the Spirit and his own earnestness in all virtues, he will become meet for eternal life, glorifying the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, to whom be glory and might forever. Amen.